Welcome back to His Time. It is Friday, August 29th. It is Creation Club time. Joining us by phone, Pastor Warren Worth. Good morning, Pastor Worth.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday for a three-day weekend.
Yes, and we hope all our listeners have a great weekend and take time to worship the Lord and hear His Word, receive His gifts in Word and Sacrament. We never want to take a vacation from that.
Amen. Amen. It's a good time to rest from our labors and to be recreated in God's Word.
Indeed.
Well, tell us, what do you have for our Creation Club topic today?
Well, one of my members called something to my attention recently. He had been a subscriber to Popular Science magazine, and most of us are familiar with Popular Science, and through the years you expect them to have things about scientific discoveries and inventions, and particularly dealing with things that you and I would talk about as observational or operational, working science in its best method. So you're talking about engineering, you're talking about making drones, for example, or the carbon fiber stuff that's used in aerospace engineering to build better airplanes and things like this. Or maybe something that's going to be a new gadget that you're going to have in your household, whether it's a handheld computer or something like this. But recently, more and more Popular Science magazine has strayed into things that go away from operational science, observational science, and into pushing an evolutionary worldview. And the September 2014 issue of Popular Science magazine features nobody else but Bill Nye the Science Guy. And how is he pictured? Not only on the cover, but several times throughout the article. The photographs of him, instead of just being, you know, he's a nice scientific guy interested in science, no, he's pictured as a boxer. And the whole point is, you know, he's fighting to save science. So the title of the September 2014 Popular Science lead article is about Bill Nye fighting for science, how a mild-mannered children's celebrity plans to save science in America or go down swinging. Wow. Okay, so talk about putting spin on this. And basically what we have here is apparently the writer and the photographer were with Bill Nye, the Science Guy, as he was preparing for the big debate last February at the Creation Museum, where he debated Ken Ham on the topic of whether or not a creation model of origins is viable in this scientific age. And so these people who had accompanied him, of course, they're admiring him. They're kind of giving you the play-by-play when, you know, he's making pizza, but he doesn't just make pizza. He explains to you why, you know, the yeast makes the bread dough rise, and on and on and on. So, you know, nothing against Bill Nye for that, to be able to explain that we as Christian parents can explain to our children the same kinds of things, address their curiosity, help them to understand how God's world works, the way God, the Creator, made things to work, whether it's making how yeast works so that bread dough rises, or explaining something that has to do with maybe your television set or your microwave oven and how those kinds of things work. We're not against that kind of real science. But this article idolizes Bill Nye and in the process also denigrates Christianity. So it's not only trying to build up Bill Nye and kind of idolize him, put him on a pedestal, but also attacks religion in general, Christianity in particular, and especially a biblical creationist worldview. So basically, the article starts out with him say, where they quote Bill Nye saying that, even if I'm going to go to hell, that still doesn't mean the earth is 6,000 years old. The facts just don't reconcile. Okay, here we go. So Bill Nye, the Science Guy, in this article in Popular Science magazine, isn't going to be about observational science or about engineering and things you can see and work with and testable, repeatable, observable, scientific stuff. No, it's going into religion from the get-go. And he's willing to say he would go to hell, he would be glad to go to hell, because he's not going to change his belief that the earth can't be only 6,000 years old. The facts, notice facts, just don't reconcile with that. And it goes on, the writer says, he looked weary at the thought of ill-informed parents undoing his life's work. Oh my. So Bill Nye is this martyr who, you know, since the 1990s has devoted his life to helping people become scientifically literate. And now, you know, he shakes his head because there are various opinion polls that seem to point to biblical or scientific illiteracy. I don't know what I said a moment ago. My mouth doesn't always say my brain is thinking. But he's about scientific literacy, and he's worried about that people are becoming scientifically illiterate. And he particularly is disturbed by a Pew poll that shows that 45% of Americans believe that humans came to be by a process other than evolution. And another one that shows that one in two Americans don't believe that humans are causing climate change. And so to Nye, that means science is under siege. People are attacking people who are ignorant, people who are ill-informed, and they're going to drag our country down, and we're not going to have scientists anymore, and the world as we know it is going to come to an end. And so that's kind of where he's coming from. So in one sense, it's kind of rehashing some of the stuff that came up several months ago when Nye and Ham really did have their debate, and there was follow-up on both sides and in various media. But here it's disappointing that popular science basically is giving a very one-sided and very skewed view, as if, you know, here's this hero, Bill Nye, the science guy, who understands science and who has made it his life's work that people would understand science and get things right so we could have engineers and have a good lifestyle and people would, you know, we could have progress. And now all that's going to come unraveled because we have these ignorant parents and people in states like Kentucky that don't want to believe in evolution. They don't want to believe in science. Anyway, so that it kind of gets a person worked up. Anyway, so there's a response to this. If you go to the answersingenesis.org website, there's the first of a series of articles that's come out. This one by Troy Lacey on August 22nd of this year, and the title of the article is Popular Science, or Is It Now Popular Spin? And the main thing that he focuses on as he begins this series is that reason is not material. So if you're dealing with Bill Nye, the science guy, and the people who like him are atheistic or agnostic and believe in a very materialistic worldview and molecules demand evolution and all of that, even to be able to talk about reason, they don't understand it. But reason comes from a biblical worldview where you've got a God of reason, of you know, who's got a mind and who does things reasonably. If you're talking about time and chance and atoms and, you know, that things are all material, there is no God, there is no heaven or hell, there's no spirit, you know, how do you even understand logic and reason, things that are not themselves material? You know, that's something that defies logic, but that's certainly something that that, you know, they're going to base their arguments on what they believe to be reason, even though reason itself would not seem to be reasonable if you're only dealing with material things and not realizing that there's more than just the material. Plus, the article on Answers in Genesis reminds us that Bill Nye misuses the words. So you use the word science both for things that are really scientific, observable, testable, repeatable experiments, and also using it for things that try to explain things in the distant past that are not observable, and you can only make inferences by things you observe in the present, and it takes a number of different steps that are untestable, unprovable, unobservable to get to your conclusion, and yet still calling that science, even though it's not science in the right and same sense. Same thing with evolution. You know, nobody disagrees about evolution in the sense that things can change, but we would say things can change that have been observed to change only within their created kind. There's never been an observation in science of anything changing from one kind of organism to another kind of organism, nor has anything ever been observed to, you know, life to arise from non-life, non-living matter. Those things are articles of faith in this scientism or this religion of evolutionism, of which Bill Nye is a leading prophet. And it appears that now he has gotten popular science to be his advocates as well. And something else I think that needs to really be called to attention here, while we've got a couple of minutes left, I hope, and that is that if you think back to the argument, the debate that Bill Nye had with Ken Ham at the Creation Museum, he was asked if anything could change his mind. You know, just you know, people would ask the same question of Ken Ham, could anything change his mind so that he would take the opposing view of the one that he already is holding. And what Bill Nye answered, he says, we would need just one piece of evidence. We would need the fossil that swam from one layer to another. We would need evidence that the universe was not expanding. We would need evidence that the stars appear to be far away, but they're not. We would need evidence that the rock layers can form in just 4,000 years. We would need evidence that you can reset atomic clocks and keep neutrons from becoming protons. Bring on any one of these things and you would change me immediately. Oh, wow. Well, good news for you, Bill Nye. There's already evidence and mountains of it that Answers in Genesis has provided, scientists, real scientists, people who have PhDs in scientific disciplines, to answer the things that he's raising here. And let me give you just one piece that should change his mind immediately, and that's regarding rock layers. He has the idea that rock layers could not possibly be formed in 4,000 years, that it takes the millions and billions of years that evolutionary believers use whenever they talk about geology and rock layers. But we have something observable in the present day that disproves what they have as an article of faith, and that is the explosion of Mount St. Helens in 1980, and that and other in our lifetime happening catastrophes have shown that rock layers can be laid down rapidly because they were at Mount St. Helens. And even people who do not believe the Bible, geologists who don't believe the Bible, who are not young earth creationists, have gone to the Mount St. Helens. They've seen the before, they've seen the after, and they've had to admit that that real rock layers were finally laid down very rapidly, not over millions and billions of years, but in a matter of hours and a matter of days. And likewise, they were eroded in a matter of hours and days when the Tuttle River had kind of a dam that built up on it. And when that burst and you had a sudden flow of a lot of water and mud, it carved out a 1/40th scale model of the Grand Canyon. So the rock layers were laid down rapidly, and they were eroded rapidly, and that's something that's provable. It happened in our lifetime. So Bill Nye should change his ideas immediately if he really meant what he said. Mm-hmm. But he didn't mean what he said. You see, that's the whole point. He's not going to change his mind because he doesn't want to believe the evidence. His belief in millions and billions of years and evolution isn't based on the evidence. It's a worldview that rejects God. He claims that he read the Bible twice, cover to cover, way back. He was raised in the Episcopal Church. At one point in his life, he read the Bible all the way through twice, taking notes and following the story with maps, only to arrive at the conclusion that people had pretty much made the whole thing up. Well, there you have it. You know, he's read the Bible. He doesn't believe the Bible. So what is he left with? A worldview that's not based on evidence, not based on science, but that masquerades as science and now has hijacked the editorial committee of the magazine that has science in its title, Popular Science, and now instead it's Popular Scientism. It's not about observable, testable, repeatable science. It's about speculation about the past and then saying that if you don't believe our story about the past, millions and billions of years and evolution, then you're not scientific, you're not even scientifically literate, which is just a lie. It's just untrue. And, you know, in the debate at the Creation Museum, Ken Ham took pains to show example after example after example of real scientists, world-renowned scientists, people who have PhDs, people who have made inventions, people who are recognized for scientific discoveries, who believe the Bible, who believe the Bible's account of creation, who believe in a young earth, and so forth. And yet, it was as if he were talking to a brick wall, because Bill Nye never acknowledged that, just as he never acknowledged the difference between observational science and historical or origins science. He never acknowledged that he was using evolution in more than one way, and he never acknowledged any of the evidence that Ken Ham showed that contradicted the story of evolution that was told by Bill Nye. So,
and I think it's I think it's important also to understand that when we're talking about two different worldviews, the terms that we use in conversations, as you pointed out earlier, aren't always going to mean the same thing. We've got about 20 seconds left, Pastor. Any comment on that with 20 seconds?
In 20 seconds, I would say we always want to come back to the Bible, because
Amen.
That's what Ken Ham was saying. There is a book, and the book is God's Word, the Bible, which tells us about where we came from and what went wrong, the problem of sin, and what God has done about it in Jesus Christ, and our future. All those who repent of their sins and believe in Jesus have eternal life. And our eternal life is a matter of God's grace that comes to us to be received by faith in Jesus, the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us.
Amen. The gospel in 20 seconds. Good job, Pastor Wirth.
God bless.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
We'll talk next week. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got morning prayer. Stick around for that right here on listener-supported worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.